See, conditions just don't mean a thing. So if all you can muster at first is just a little scrap of feel good about your want, then fine. When you get to having your valve open 20% of the time from focusing on your want, then celebrate. You're headed in the right direction, which sure as heck beats vibrating 100% of the time about a lousy what is. Pretty soon, you'll be able to vibrate at somewhere around 50-50, 50% of the time on the condition that you don't want, and 50% of the time on something more pleasant, on anything more pleasant. But the real fun comes when you get to the point of switching energies at the drop of a hat, the instant you realize you're into negative. Now you've jumped up to the 60-40. 60% with higher frequencies, 40% on normal. And then finally, you're pushing up to 70-30 or even 80-20. At this point, right before your eyes, you'll watch new events, new people, new circumstances pour into your life as if by magic, one right after the other, to create the new occurrences you so deeply desire. Not too bad for simply finding ways to feel good. And, oh, look, please, don't beat up on yourself if you've got a barrel full of problems. And don't try to tackle them all at once. Insist to yourself that you will do whatever you can to find and maintain any amount of feel-good energy. Any amount. And remember, the only power present conditions have over any one of us is the power we give them. No matter how unyielding nasty conditions may appear to be, you can always flow feel-good, even feel-better kind of energy around them to change them. You always can. If you know that in the deepest part of your being, the rest of this deliberate creation business is going to be a breeze. Now, I call this the Hyosilver syndrome. Just give us a situation we don't like, and depending on our nature, we do one of two things. We throw up our hands in frustrated resignation, bowing down to accept our fate, right? Or we leap on our big white horses the Lone Ranger used to do and gallop blindfolded rather than masked down the trail bellowing, "Hi-yo, Silver! Ho-way!" to frantically search for some heroic action to overcome the dastardly injustice which has befallen us. Either way, all we're doing is blowing up bigger what we'd like to blow out of our reality. I call it frantic action, the Hyosilver syndrome, the need to do in order to fix. It's any type of activity we take with a closed valve. But I'm here to tell you, Hyosilvering never works. You just can't muscle into anyone else's world unless you've been vibrationally invited, any more than anyone can intrude on your world unless you've sent out the vibrational invitation yourself. Does this mean that we stop doing things? Of course not. We just substitute inspired doing for wasted doing by stopping our constant knee-jerk responses to everything. Then, with our focus held enthusiastically on what we prefer in life, the right moves to make come to us from a place of open valve inspiration. Action becomes a joy instead of a have to, and ideas abound. The miracle has happened. We're no longer responders to conditions. We have become deliberate creators. Let's face it, we're always going to have contrast, meaning things that we don't like. Remember, that's what we signed up for. And frankly, that's what we enjoy the most. So when a feeling alarm rings in response to a condition and you get that knee-jerk response to, ho, silver, into frantic action, cool it. Just cool down and relax. The only thing you have to do in regard to any condition is to stop looking at the fool thing. Stop responding to it and find a way to feel better. Remember that needing something to change will always flow negative energy and hold it to you. Finding a way to become excited about what it will be changing into will flow positive energy and get the desired revision started. So please, please, stop being uptight over anything. Instead, tell yourself in all gentleness that however unpleasant the conditions may seem to you now, they are not going to control you, and that yes, you absolutely can find a way to open your valve in spite of what's happening. And then you will. So bless the rotten conditions if you can, for without them you couldn't possibly know what you don't want. And cast your gaze to what can be rather than what is. And dive into all the wonderful feelings, not longings, of how fantastic it's going to be when you're there. Then, what is there comes here. Okay, chapter 6, which is really about step 3, and it's called, Ye Gads, I'm Feeling. Wonder and preciousness and appreciation, gratitude and excitement and reverence and awe. Can you pull up those different feelings anytime you want? Can you look at anything, even a rock, and instantly make yourself feel a warm sensation of respect toward that inanimate object? Turning on is usually meant getting ready to jump somebody's bones, but that's not what we're talking about here. Our new kind of turning on is a conscious, intentional flipping of our inner switch to a higher frequency to get us vibrating at a faster speed, like right now, anytime we remember to do it. And I'm not kidding. If we don't learn how to get our frequencies up there and out of here, we don't stand a bloody chance in hell of becoming deliberate creators, which means, unhappily, that we will forever remain creators by default, which means victims. Not a happy thing to do.